John chapter 20, starting at verse 11. Mary Magdalene stood crying outside the tomb. She was still weeping when she stooped down and saw two angels inside. They were dressed in white and were sitting where Jesus' body had been. One was at the head and the other was at the foot. And the angels asked Mary, "Why are you crying?" She answered, "They've taken my Lord's body. I don't know where they have put him." As soon as Mary said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know who he was. Jesus asked her, "Why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" She thought he was the gardener and said, "Sir, if you've taken his body away, please tell me so I can go and get him." Then Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him, "Rabboni." This Aramaic word means teacher. Jesus told her, "Don't hold on to me. I've not yet gone to the Father. But tell my disciples that I'm going to the one who is my Father and my God, as well as your Father and your God." Mary Magdalene then went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord. She also told them what he had said to her. Now, this morning is an exciting day, as we've been singing about, because Jesus rose from the dead. And that is the most exciting part of today. But a minor excitement on Easter Sunday is that sometimes you get one of these if you're good. This is the one I got this morning. This is a Malteser's egg. And you know what? I'm feeling a little bit peckish now. I think I'm going to open it up and have a bit of my egg. Let's have a look and see here. Okay. Here we go. Claire, did you eat my egg? No? I hope our dog didn't eat the egg, because we might have to take her to the vet if she did. But there's no egg in here, look. There's just a packet of Maltesers. Who wants a packet of Maltesers on Easter Sunday? And you know what? I'm a little bit upset about this. I don't know what I'm going to do. But you know what? The passage that I've just read, it puts it a bit into perspective. Because although I'm a little bit upset, I'm not as upset as Mary was. Can anyone remember what Mary was doing at the start of the passage? Is anyone here? Oh, someone's here down there. Shout it out for me.
Because she didn't know where Jesus' body was.
Yeah, that's right. She didn't know where Jesus' body was, and she was crying, wasn't she? And she was crying and crying and crying and crying. She was so upset. Jesus, her friend, Jesus, her teacher, he's dead. And this is not how it was supposed to be. You know, Jesus had done all these amazing things for the people that he came in contact with. He taught all these incredible things. He'd given Mary hope where no one else would have given her hope. She's so upset. And she's so upset, actually, that she doesn't even see that the angels are angels. Did you notice her reaction? She was just kind of matter-of-fact about it. She was like, where's Jesus' body? And even then, when Jesus speaks to her, presumably her eyes are so full of tears that she just doesn't know who he is. She thinks he's the gardener. Hope has gone. Hope of ever seeing Jesus again. Hope of ever hearing from Jesus again. She just wants to grieve in peace, doesn't she? She just wants the body back so she can put what needs to be put on it and bury it and try and get on with her life. Jesus' words were amazing. What he did was amazing. But now it's all gone. It's all lost. Now, I've just remembered something. I was upset about my Easter egg, wasn't I? But you know what? Earlier in the week, I was talking to Caroline about Easter eggs, and I was saying, Caroline, I don't even know if I'm going to get an Easter egg this year. And because Caroline's a very nice person, she said, well, Steve, you know what? I've got, like, loads of eggs left over from Hector, and I'll just show you how many. These are all the eggs left over from Hector this week. And Caroline said, you see, if you don't get an Easter egg, Steve, you can just have all of these eggs if you want. And I thought, well, okay, well, let's see what happens. She did also say that I could share them with the boys and girls if I wanted to, but I'm not really sure if I do or not. We'll have to wait and see. But Mary was not hopeful, was she? But me saying that to you, does that give you a bit of hope? I think it probably does. That you might get another Easter egg, even though you've probably got about 10 at home anyway. But did you notice what happens twice in this passage? Twice in the passage, Mary is asked the same question. Why are you crying? Now, is that not a bit of a silly question to ask? Here is her friend, her teacher, Jesus. He's dead. Everyone knows about it because he's been crucified on the Friday outside the city walls. Isn't that obvious why she's crying? She's crying because Jesus is dead. She's hopeless. Then everything changes. Hopelessness is transformed into joy and rejoicing. And it's done so with a name. Now, hands up anyone who has ever been lost in a supermarket or in Marks and Spencer's. Yeah, right. Well, I can remember this story. It's probably one of my earliest memories when I was about 5. Is anyone 5? No. Oh, yeah. Okay, I reckon you're about that height. So when you're 5, you can't see over the top of clothing rails, can you? So, you know, if your parents wander off behind a clothing rail, you can't see where they are. And that's what happened to me. You see, my mom and my brother, they said, we're going this way. My mom said, Stephen, you go with your dad. My dad didn't hear my mom. My dad wandered off. And here I am, stuck in the middle. And what do? I start to cry. I start to cry. Oh, that's nice. A bit of sympathy. I start to cry. But my mom was smart to tell me that if I ever got lost, that I should go and speak to someone who works there. So that's exactly what I did. Here I am, 5 years old, walk up to the customer services bar and say, weeping still, I've lost my mummy and my daddy. And she said, don't worry, son, in a really strong Northern Irish accent. Don't worry, son, like that. I'll put an announcement over the tannoy. So that's what she did. She put this announcement with, you know, with the parents of Stephen Murr, please report to customer services as soon as possible. And I was sitting there and she was trying to console me. I had my back towards it. And then I heard, Stephen. And I knew before I turned around exactly who was there. It was my mum, and I ran and gave her a hug. But that's almost exactly what happens to Mary here. Here she is, hopeless, crying because her friend Jesus is dead. And then he says her name, Mary. What does she do? She grabs a hold of him and she shouts, Teacher. She's so happy that she grabs a hold of him. Now, did you notice how strange what Jesus says to her afterwards is? So here is Mary. She's been so down and upset because Jesus is dead. And here he is, alive. She's holding on to him. You'd think that Jesus would say, there, there, Mary. It's great. I'm alive. But that's not what he does. He says, verse 17, don't hold on to me. I have not yet gone to the Father, but tell my disciples that I am going to the one who is my Father and my God, as well as your Father and your God. Now, why does Jesus say that? It seems a bit cold and a bit harsh, really, doesn't it? And you know what? Some people who are much smarter than I am have been arguing about what this verse means for years and years and years. But the argument that seems most sensible to me is that Jesus is saying, I've only got a limited time left here before I ascend to go back to my Father, and you've got this amazing good news. You need to go and tell people about it. You need to go and tell my disciples, my friends, to share it. Share your joy. Don't hold it to yourself. It's a bit like my brother this week. Last week he phoned me up and he said, Steve, I've got some news for you. And he said, how do you fancy being an uncle? So, which is really exciting. My brother and his wife are having their first child. And in the conversation, he said, you know what? For the last 3 months, I've been itching to tell everybody about this, but I can't. I wasn't allowed to. But he wanted to. And that's what we do with good news, isn't it? When we have good news, we want to share it with people. We want people to share in our joy. And that's what Jesus is saying here. Now, how does all of this apply to us? Well, there's three applications that I want us to think about this morning. When Jesus rose from the dead, he gave Mary this hope Jesus was now alive where she thought he was dead. But it gives us hope as well. It gives us hope of life as it was supposed to be. Now, how was life supposed to be? Life was supposed to be in relationship with God. That's why we were. That's what we were designed for, to live in relationship with God. It all went wrong with sin, and when Jesus rose from the dead, he conquered sin and death and the evil one. And whenever that happened, and when we trust in that, we can have that relationship we were created for again. That's what life is supposed to be all about. So the resurrection gives us hope of life, but it also gives us hope of life after death as well. Death is not the end anymore. In fact, when we die, it's even better than the life we have here and now. And then the third thing to say is, Mary was instructed not to keep this good news to herself, but to go and share it. And friends, we have the best news that has ever been given in the history of the entire universe. We can't keep it to ourselves. We've got to go and tell others about it. Okay, so we've heard about how Jesus has come from life, or from death to life, and how that has impact on our lives. And what we're going to do is we're going to have a bit of a creative way of showing you the impact that Jesus has had in our lives. So if I just invite those who know that they're supposed to come forward, and we'll share with you. No, it's the music. Wonderful.
rejection. Oh, oh, how marvelous, how boundless is your love, is your love. How wonderful, sacrificial is your love. Sent us out through the open door. How wonderful! You took our sadness, crowned us with joy and real peace. How wonderful! You left your perfection.
Okay, so thank you guys for sharing. Can we give them a round of applause? God has been so good in all of our lives, hasn't he? And we are going to move into a time of open communion, but instead of our normal open time, what I want to encourage you to do is to think about this, to think about how God has transformed your life from death to life, and to share it with us. Let's encourage each other with what God has done in our lives. So we'll do that for about the next 15, 20 minutes, and then we'll take the bread and the wine. So our service is now open. If there's any boys and girls there, by the way, who want to do some colouring and stuff, you can come and do it at the front, or you can come and get it and take it back. If you want to do that now, do that now. Thanks, guys. Okay, so it will be a little bit noisier maybe than normal, but that's okay. That's okay. Just speak a bit louder. We'll all hear you. Okay, our service is now open.
felt like there was two Steves. There was a church Steve and normal
life Steve. I don't know if that kind of applies to anyone else, that they live two lives. I had this compartmentalized version of Christianity where, on the one hand, at church, I said all the right things, I did all the right things. And then in my normal life, I just lived as I pleased. But then I was at a conference and Jesus, it became really real to me that actually what Jesus has done in dying and rising from the dead actually is something that impacts not just my church life, but my whole life. And that was the transformational moment for me, where I realized that I needed to live for Jesus because of what he'd done for me. And that's what we're going to remember now in the bread and the wine. So I'm just going to pray and invite anyone who knows Jesus, who loves Jesus and wants to live for Jesus to share in the bread and the wine with us. Shall we pray together? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for what we can think about this morning, that Jesus went in full obedience to you all the way to the cross, but that he didn't remain dead, but he rose again and with it defeated sin and death forever, and that when we trust in you, we can have life now as it was intended to be, and life more glorious in the future with you forever. And we pray as we take the bread and then as we take the wine that that our hearts would be warmed again to you to remember these things and to live in light of them. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. just as the collection bags are nearing the back, if you just take a minute to commit that money and commit ourselves to the Lord again. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for what you have accomplished in Jesus. Father, we thank you that we have new life. We have hope of a glorious future. And that we have joy that transcends all that can happen to us, Lord. Father, for these gifts that we've given, this money that we've given, both in the collection bags and in standing orders and all those other things, Lord, we pray that you would use this money to glorify your name through us as a church. We commit ourselves to you now and pray, Father, that as our hearts are stirred to love you, that ever increasingly we would live more for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's just sing Thank You for Saving Me. Let's just continue being thankful for being saved and just thinking about what Jesus has done, and then we'll carry on to celebrate the risen Jesus.
Thank you for saving me. What can I say? You are my everything. I will sing.
To the Lord.
Great. know your truth has set us free. You set your hope in me. Stay in this story. Death is beating you, I bless you. Thank you.
worthy of all your praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust in the sweetest spring, but only trust in Jesus' name.
My hope is built.
My hope is built on nothing less. Jesus' blood and grace. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only trust in Jesus' name. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong, Savior's love through the soul. He is Lord, Lord of all. The darkness seems to hide its face. I rest on His unchanging grace. Every high and stormy day,
that's almost the end of our service. Just to say, I've made my mind up, boys and girls, you can have some of my Easter eggs. That's fine. So just come and see me afterwards and get one, as long as you don't eat it before we have lunch, because we're having lunch just after, and we don't want to spoil your lunch, do we? Okay, so you can have it, but don't unwrap it, okay? Let's see how that goes. Shall we just take time to pray for the food we're about to eat, but also to bring our service to close and to pray for each other as we go. into our working weeks with the joy of the resurrection in our hearts. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, your plan is incredible. That in death, in someone dying on the cross, we can have freedom, we can have hope, we can have joy, we can have life. And we can have it because Jesus did not remain in the grave. He suffered and died, but he rose again. We pray that the truth of that, the truth we've been singing about and thinking about this morning, would impact our hearts, Lord, would fill us with love and fill us with joy to live for you this week. We pray that we might live for you in our jobs, in our neighborhoods. We pray that we would also have opportunities to speak for you as well, to tell of this good news we've been thinking about this morning. And Father, we thank you so much that we can share food together as a church. We thank you for all those people who've been helping to prepare this morning. We pray that you would bless them for their service to us, and that this food would nourish us, Lord, and help us as we seek to serve you today. We commit ourselves to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, our service is over. Please stick around. I don't think the food will be quite ready yet. It might be. By half an hour, but just stick around, chat to people. If you're a kid, come and get an egg and don't eat it. Okay.